Carl from OSP, and this is Communicate, Connect, Grow, the OSP podcast. On today's episode, we're talking about being clear in your writing with the editing code CLEAR. If you want to be a more effective writer, a more transparent editor, develop clear strategic thinking, or learn from our network of expert friends and colleagues, that's what we're here for. We divide our episodes across three themes: communicate, connect, and grow. This is a communicate episode, and we're talking about avoiding vague descriptions of benefits with our editorial code, CLEAR. The CLEAR editing code falls into the style and phrasing phase of the editing process, and it's about being specific. In our documentation about this code, it says, write clearly. Avoid vague descriptions of benefits. Be as specific as possible.
Hi, I'm Felicity Brand. I work as a communications consultant at OSP. I do a lot of writing and a lot of technical editing, and I really like talking about writing and editing.
Hi, I'm Chris Fenwick. I'm a copywriter and editor at OSP.
Hi, this is Jam, partner at Open Strategy Partners. Most of my day used to be filled with writing and editing and figuring out how to do the best kind of communications for our clients. Nowadays, my responsibilities are slowly but surely shifting elsewhere. And we have systems like our writing and editing codes and a fantastic team that all means that I can trust that we're doing great work helping our clients along the way, even if I am distracted by other shiny things.
I'm Christine Bueller. I'm a communications consultant at OSP. That means every day I work on writing landing pages, blog posts, emails, and creating a communication strategy for our various clients.
The editing code CLEAR is about being as specific as possible. CLEAR is one of the five or six C's of technical writing, effective writing. You can Google the rest. I think it's clear, correct, concise, complete, consistent. Suffice it to say, clarity is one of the pillars of effective writing. Being clear in your writing is best practice. And what we mean by that is being as specific as possible. So particularly in when you're writing about technology, it can be really easy to rely on general statements like cutting edge, best in class. So being clear is about avoiding those vague descriptions. We really want to try and be as specific as possible because it's the quickest path to understanding for your reader.
I think clear could also be called something like specific. I mean, yes, it's true that you can write in a sort of a muddled, unclear fashion, but often the source of that is that you're not being concrete or specific enough in what you're talking about.
Clear is another one of those codes that is deceptively simple. Our internal documentation says, quote, clear writing, avoid vague descriptions of benefits, be as specific as possible, end quote. There is a bit of depth to that.
So the CLEAR editing code just emphasizes clear writing. Avoid vagueness of pretty much every kind. When it's possible to be specific, be specific.
As an editor, how would you use this writing code in your workday?
When I'm editing for CLEAR, I'll look for generalizations like efficient, streamlined, effective. And I'll ask the author to drill down on those and expand into specific reasons about how the product or the technology achieves the benefits that the author is describing. So we really look out for those kind of extraneous or filler words. When I'm editing, I think most often with this code, I'll be asking, what are we really trying to say? Let's get to the nuts and bolts. Let's get down to brass tacks. With CLEAR, it's also a good opportunity to use our other editing code, FACT. So you're maybe providing quantitative or qualitative evidence to describe a benefit. Statistics or a quote are always going to carry weight to demonstrate a benefit. and help you be specific and clear?
I think it's a thing that's easier to be aware of when you're editing maybe than when you're writing. Because often when you're writing, you have in mind as well what it is that you're driving at. But editing, you're reading it a bit like a reader as well. And then you'll notice if you just think, okay, this sounds vague, this sounds wishy-washy, it would be much better if they gave a concrete example here.
And that perfectly ties into a couple of the other codes that we have. So the code system itself, sometimes it's hard to delineate between concepts because they're, you know, it makes perfect sense. It's a great example is clarity is definitely helped if you explain what you mean, if you use an abbreviation or an acronym, right? And we have an actual code for that, which is ACRO. So I noticed that different people have different, you know, main groups of codes that they use, like people have selected their own kind of dialect of the thing. But in the end, reading it through, do I follow? Do I have a question that pops into my mind? If a question comes up in my mind when I'm editing something that someone else has written, then I stop and I want to investigate that. Does it need an explanation? Does it need more facts? Does it need a link to something? You know, that can often help clarity. And all the stuff that we always talk about on here, how many pronouns are you using? Is there a logical flow? Is there irrelevant information floating around in a post? All of that contributes to creating clear writing.
I am definitely using the clear editing code when I'm looking at a piece of writing. I think it can really help if you are feeling confused about something. It could be because you maybe don't understand like a technical turn of phrase, or it might be because the writing is not clear and there's good reason you don't understand. So as an editor, I'm always going through a piece, looking at words and phrases and like asking myself, could this be more specific? Do I know what they're referring to? Would the reader know what they're referring to? Would it help to know more here?
In your draft editing as a writer, here's how you can explore this code.
I think the clear code is really aided at OSP because of our content brief. So to be clear, you need a strong brief to start with. So one that's going to articulate the reason you're writing, what it's about, and who it's targeting. The way you're going to be clear is to understand your target audience, their pain points, and your key message. And that's all coming from the brief, and that's going to drive your ability to be clear. So when you're writing your content, you're really going to empathize with your reader. Put yourself in their shoes and think deeply about their challenges, their day, what they're trying to overcome, what they're trying to achieve. And then you think about the product or technology that you're writing about, and you describe how its features address those challenges. So you're thinking, how is this making someone's day better? How is it making their job easier? How is it making a process faster or cheaper? That is really going to help you cut straight to the heart of the message. So don't be afraid to be too simplistic. You want to achieve clarity, and there are ways to kind of come back later and add color with word choice or maybe the visual presentation. But really, it's getting those words nice and clear so you're speaking directly to the heart of your reader and they can understand your message straight away. They don't have to work hard to understand it. They can clearly see the benefits of what you're writing about and how it impacts or affects them.
Yes, I think this is quite a difficult one to deal with sometimes, though, because depending on the clients that you're dealing with as well, because again, like the demand is for specificity in if you're listing, you know, they provide XY solutions for, you know, for young digital businesses. It's one thing just to sort of say e-solutions, and another, it's perhaps more transparent to sort of say that they will build web applications or implement front-end websites and this sort of thing.
And would that be as opposed to digital solutions or some vague term like that?
Yeah, exactly. I think it's also kind of easy when you're writing to slip into things that sound that sound good maybe, but which are not sufficiently specific.
Mm. When we are talking with clients of clients to prepare case studies, for example, we're always looking to collect evidence that the projects went well. And we talk a lot internally about quantitative versus qualitative proofs. And a qualitative proof is the team was great to work with. We're doing so much better. We love this, you know, and it's great to have a testimonial in there. And I'm a big believer in having the humans really, really present. The quantitative stuff can be super helpful. So here in our definition, quote, avoid vague descriptions of benefits. I think in a case study, it's way more powerful to say increased conversion rate by 7% and monthly visitors from 50,000 to 100,000 or something like that. That's a kind of a B2C case, but, you know, numbers, 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 engagement metrics or whatever, rather than just saying more people came. Maybe that sounds a little bit obvious. The other side of this for me is learning from comedy writing that the more specific you are, the funnier something can be. Like not saying blah, blah, blah tasted like dishwashing detergent, but saying, ugh, it was like having a mouthful of Tide in the US or having a mouthful of Spüli, whatever brand of something in German. So I think that being clear and specific, naming technologies, really getting down to the details helps us be clear.
Clarity is one of our main pillars at Open Strategy Partners, and it is really something we try to make sure we are emphasizing in all of our writing. We are definitely about avoiding marketing hype, hyperbole, exaggeration, just because there's a lot of that in the marketing world, and it's one of the ways that we can differ from other agencies. I think we're just cognizant that being specific is just honestly more helpful to the audience. Like they came here for specifics. They didn't come here for another, you know, like best in class or any of the other phrases that are thrown around in marketing, especially because we work with technical clients who are often inclined to be more specific, and that's what they want to hear. So that's what we strive to give them.
As a reader, here's why this editing code might be really important.
Waffles are delicious for breakfast, but not when you're reading a technical piece. No one wants waffle. When I'm reading, my eyes will glaze over if I see blurb for yet another app or product or API that is reimagining how I work or play. Being able to find out the specific details of how it's going to improve my day is going to help kind of break through those vague benefits and really connect with me as a reader. It shows that the author understands me and my workflow and my problem, and it places the author as a credible voice, which is more likely to increase trust and therefore compel me to act. So it makes me feel comfortable and respected. They've done the hard work to make something easy for me to understand by having a really clear message.
Interestingly, if we think about the readers now, we have a concept at OSP that we call authentic communication. And we talk about using empathy and clarity to build trust. And the trust building is to get to conversions or sales or whatever. And then empathy and clarity have several different meanings operationally. Very briefly, empathy can be choosing the right language that an audience knows how to deal with, or interviewing a subject matter expert to make sure that you're getting exactly the right details. And clarity can mean writing clearly, using a good structure on the page, and so on. I think there's this one other example, especially in technology. Don't write things that aren't true, and don't be afraid to admit things that you can't do. If you're clear about a capability that you don't have, that might be better than trying to sell vaporware sometimes. I think it's a fine line. Our job is to write the most positive, best things for clients, but they have to be true. In terms of building trust with someone, if you're clear that and you say, we do A, B, and C really well, and we can help you here, and we don't do D that some of our competitors do, that might help you win someone's trust.
I think for readers, it's about reducing frustration with the text again. I mean, I think it may be in two ways, actually. There can be the case where you're reading something and it does just seem vague and you wonder, well, this hasn't told me anything at all. In the other cases, you actually just can't really understand the text at all if they're talking about, you know, vague, but throwing vague buzzwords around like synergy or whatever. So I think there's kind of two ways. There's ones where it's just like the text itself seems just totally like incomprehensible. You can't get hold of anything there. And there are others where it's just like, well, you sort of wish you can get hold of enough, but you want a concrete example.
The clear code is important to readers for clarity, like I mentioned before. Readers want to know the specifics. And I think it is also another building block of trust. The clear editing code is another way to build trust with readers because they can see that you know what you're talking about. You're not trying to just like sell them nonsense. And so they will be more inclined to trust you more, to stay on the page longer, to be more interested in your services or your product. It's just another kind of elemental building block of trust between the reader and the writer, or the reader and the company.
I hope you, dear listener, appreciate the clarity of today's episode. Next time you sit down to write, watch out for filler adjectives and generalizations. Try to get down to specifics to create a quick path to understanding for your reader. Share your examples or questions with us via Twitter at @open_strategy or email hello@openstrategypartners.com. This was one of the editorial codes we use at OSP. We'll be sharing more of them as we go. If you'd like to learn more in the meantime, come over to openstrategypartners.com. Have a look at our writer enablement workshops, case study offering, or get in touch to talk about your strategy or product communication needs. Thanks to everyone who contributed to this podcast, all the P's at OSP. Thanks to our clients who believe in us. Shout out to Patrick Gaumont for our high-energy maple syrup-flavored theme music. And to Mike Snow for additional horn arrangements. Thank you for listening and subscribing. About our three themes on the podcast. You'll hear from different members of the OSP team hosting episodes over time. Communicate, all things communication. We share how we tackle writing, editing, word choices, formats, processes, and more. Connect, in-depth conversations with interesting, smart people about who they are, what they do, and how they approach their life and work as communicators, technologists, and leaders. Grow. We cover strategic approaches to understanding and expressing the value of what you do, including tools, templates, and practical applications. We also feel strongly about building a mindful, positive, human-first culture at work. That's bound to pop up from time to time, too. This podcast is us figuring out communication, connection, and growing together. Subscribe now on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, or the podcast channel of your choice. Follow us, suggest guests and topics, ask us questions on social media. We are at @open_strategy on Twitter. Until next time, thanks for listening to Communicate, Connect, Grow, the OSP podcast.
In such an amazing coincidence, Chris, one of the very, very, very early, it might have been the first presentations that we did as a company, Tracy and I, presented a session called Words Matter, Battling Buzzword Bingo with Smart Content Strategy and blah, blah, blah. But buzzword bingo is something that we really, really try to avoid at OSP. And behind the scenes, we have a BS bingo card. I don't think you've seen it yet.